Now, on Tuesday, if you're the kind of person who likes a bit of debate, why not join the MK Skeptics in the Pub meeting at the Slug and Lettuce Pub in central Milton Keynes? Now, the speaker this month is writer, broadcaster and comedian Robin Ince, who I spoke to earlier this week. And I mentioned to him that talking about the things that he talks about, such things as Darwinism and creationism and beliefs in science, it all makes me feel a little bit out of my depth sometimes, my depth, because I know very little. And I wondered if that was a common problem for society today and what he thought.
You know what? It's not a common problem that people are thick. It's that people are think that they're thick and therefore become scared of things that they shouldn't be scared of. That, to me, is the biggest issue, which is, I mean, I tour around doing shows about science the whole time. I do solo shows and I do... I'm not a scientist. That's one of the most important things. Right at the beginning, I explained to the audience not to trust everything I say, to look anything up if they're interested in it afterwards, and to be very happily to be challenged at the end of the show by them when they tell me things that I've got wrong. I think one of the biggest problems we have is that, especially with scientific ideas, is people think, I know nothing, so it's better to actually never read about it, never ask any questions, and actually stay even more ignorant than you need to be. There's a general feeling with people that, for instance, they get worried if they meet a scientist, they might say something stupid. Now, actually, most scientists that I know, if you ask them a question, even if it turns out to be a question that is really entirely from the wrong area and a misunderstanding, they are glad that you're interested.
Yeah.
So that, to me, is the most important thing is not to be really clever. It's the most important thing is to be interested in the world. Now, that can be from many, many different perspectives, but, you know, we live in a world, and you should not just find yourself watching television, you know, reading trashy magazines and doing nothing in particular. You should be interested in the world. That, to me, is the goal.
Do you care what people believe, what people think about the world?
I care at the moment anything goes beyond themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm obviously I've done quite a few things which have appeared to have an atheist bent.
Mm.
I don't have a problem. I was talking lengthily with an evangelical preacher at the end of my gig in Leicester the other night. I have no problem. My problem is dogma. So anything that people believe through just, we read it in a book and therefore that's it, this is what I believe. To lose inquisitiveness. So that's why, when things like, it was interesting, with the evangelical preacher, we got on to talking about gay marriage. I wanted to know where his position was. And he said that one of his worries was that, but if you then allow, you know, gay marriage, where do you draw the line after that? And I said, it's very simple. Where do you draw the line? Consent. That's all that's required. That, to me, is a very, very simple line. And I said, there seems to have been this idea that, next thing you know, people will be marrying their pets. No, they won't, because you know what? A cat can't say yes. I know on that life, sometimes they appear to be able to say yes. But I believe that would have been a coercive thing. That to me is the important side of it, is thinking things through yourself, is thinking, why do I believe these things? So it's to not have dogmatic ideas about the world.
How much of a media creation do you think it is that humanists and the church are at each other's throat all the time?
Totally. It's something that I talk about a lot in my current stand-up show, because, I mean, I've done events and discussions at things like the Greenbelt Christian Festival and sat for an hour and a half with Richard Coles and an audience of, 1,000 people talking about the fact that I don't feel there is an enormous conflict. The conflict is much like it was used in America and then just went out of control. It's a distraction from the important issues. It's a very handy distraction, and people suddenly believe that they're having... When you have someone like George Carey, and I do realise that, you know, George Carey, frequently when he says anything, pretty much every Anglican minister that I know, an Anglican, goes, oh no, George Carey said something. Yeah, when he starts to talk about the idea that if you're against gay marriage and someone says something rude about you, that's not dissimilar to being Jewish in Nazi Germany, you go, oh no, you really haven't thought that through, have you? And I think this is the danger, is that people are desperate to be victims now. Everyone wants to be a victim. Everyone wants to feel they're as oppressed as ever. You know, it's when you read, you know, a middle-class white male columnist going, you know who's the most oppressed people now? The white middle-class males. No, we're not. Statistically, we're not. On loads of different levels, we're really not.
But the power that those people have is huge, isn't it? Because then people then go on to reiterate those beliefs as their own, and then we end up with a readership of tabloid newspapers pretty much regurgitating everything that they read. What can we do about that?
I think it's news. The thing, again, it's a very simple thing, is you use the evidence. I think that's one of the important things. This is actually why I'm kind of against things like faith schools, is one of the reasons is I think that we want people mixing as much as possible. When someone says something, I'll tell you about those Muslims, you know what? The best thing to answer a lot of those ideas is actually to have Muslim friends, Muslims, to know you know, whether it's gays, lesbians, Muslims, to know a rabbi, whatever it is. The more people that you know, the more you go, well, I read in a newspaper that all those people were like that. But all of those people that I actually know aren't like that at all. Maybe that's right. So that, to me, is part of the whole science thing, part of the whole evidence thing, which is experience is very important. And you will always find someone who will tell you an anecdote, which the more you dig down, you go, so this isn't anything that's happened to you. No, but it was in the papers, and it was, no, that's not good enough. You know, you've got to, we have to, again, that's part of taking an interest in the world.
Some of Robin Ince's views may be a little controversial to you. What do you think? I mean, he says he's against faith schools because he thinks more people ought to be mixing, you know, mixing religions, mixing cultures. Of course, there are lots of interfaith organisations working for that aim within the three counties. Your thoughts? If you would like to get in touch with us, 08459 455 555. You can text 81333, start your text with 3CR. Robin is the speaker on Tuesday night for a group called MK Skeptics in the Pub. And they'll be at the Slug and Lettuce in Central Milton Keynes at 7:30 this coming Tuesday night. Now, it is free. There are suggested donations of about £3, but they expect it to get quite busy, as you can imagine. So if you do want to go, then they suggest you go early.